Well, they always say you remember November. It's been an exceptional month. I think our football team has gotten better, and it's always hard to do to go through the Missouri Valley undefeated, and we were able to do that. I think address some of those questions after the press conference, but we're excited about postseason play. Now it's another chapter, another season. Got two quality teams that we potentially could be playing, either South Carolina State or Furman. Quite frankly, you don't know a lot about either one of them, never played them, but they have a great deal of experience playing teams from their conferences. And we'll see how Saturday's game comes out and get ready to go. But nonetheless, we're really pleased with where we're at. Pleased the selection committee had seated us number one. Excited for South Dakota State, but I do want to say we're disappointed from representation from the Missouri Valley Conference. A conference that's got the number of teams in it, I certainly would have hoped that we would have at least had three teams or four teams. I think that week in and week competition certainly deserves that. However, the selection committee saw it otherwise. So at this time, questions.
You surprised at that? That there was only two?
Yeah, I knew that there was a potential of it when you're looking at bubble teams, but I can remember several years ago, Dom, we were a 4-4 team in the conference, and if you look at how we went in the playoffs, I mean, you could have made a case that we were the best team in the country at the tail end of the year, at that year. And so I think it's an indication of the depth and the quality of play, and it's frustrating that more teams aren't noted.
Why do you think that is, Coach? The Valley was...
I think we beat each other up. And, I know a lot of coaches had made a big, big push to have a round robin play. I think throw that out. It's disappointing we couldn't get more teams in. But nonetheless, we're in. South Dakota State's in. I think they certainly deserve it. I appreciate the fact that we're in different brackets this year, which is good. And get ready to go. Go ahead.
And not to belabor the point, but is that something that the conference may address with the NCAA or after the playoffs?
You know, I think every year there's going to be a couple conferences that are upset about it. I think Youngstown State, certainly I get the fact, okay, they've had three losses and, two losses at the end of the year were not close losses. But nonetheless, look at the body of work that they had. I'm sure Patty's disappointed in it. But what we don't want to do is take away from the fact that we had a phenomenal year. And South Dakota State had a really good year. But I did want to make that point, and I'm glad you guys have picked up on it, because I think our conference, I know, had the highest GPI rating. Week in and week out, competition is close.
You do any game planning at all, or is it more on just kind of focusing on yourself right now, not knowing who you play?
Well, we're the NCAA in postseason play, they're not required to exchange tape right now. And so some of it is we've got to look and take a look at where we're at. Self-scouting is always important. We also need to have an opportunity to get healed up a little bit. I think we've gone through a hard stretch here. And for us to come on now and have a final push, it's going to be important to have a measured approach. We'll spend a couple days practicing this next week and then certainly spend time in the weight room developing some younger players. But we'll take a measured look on how these two teams are. But the fact that we don't know which one we're playing is pretty counterproductive from that standpoint. We have been in this situation before, and I think we've utilized this week wisely.
Health-wise, how did you guys come out of Saturday's game?
Fairly well. Probably the guy we're most concerned about right now is Jesse Hines. Jesse's our next offensive lineman to go in. He's got a knee injury, the extent of it. I know that he's having an MRI as an hour ago. I haven't gotten the results back. I don't think it's a season-ending injury, but it is more than potentially just, hey, let's tape him up and he can go in there and play. So that's probably the most significant injury we had. We're in hopes to have Marcus back. He was serviceable, but the other guys were, they were faster. But hopefully we're going to be able to integrate him more into practice. He'll be able to gain some confidence with that, and we'll see where we're at with him. He will be a guy that we'll utilize this week, though. And then Andrew Grothman's the next guy. But we didn't sustain anything really, really significant other than Jesse.
You've mentioned previously that you were in this position before. It's helpful to have this week. You know how to use this week. every experience, do you kind of just fall more on how helpful that experience is the last several years?
Well, things that you've done that are helpful, and then things that you've done that you thought would be helpful that aren't. And experience can be really helpful. We've got a seasoned veteran staff of going through this, and we have a seasoned veteran football team. However, just because we're seasoned and veteran, complacency is something that we've always guarded ourselves against, both as coaches and players. But nonetheless, experience here, I think, will have a really helpful postseason play is different. You're playing teams from different parts of the country. Your timeline's different. Their class schedule's different. The crowd is different. And we certainly know from past experience playing at home does help.
Will you watch that game live? How do you handle that preparing for one like this?
Yeah, we'll watch it live. We'll figure it out with technology. And hopefully that gives us a pretty good jump on, okay, now this is who we're going to be playing.
You ever coached a team that's had three bye weeks during a season and haven't? How you've adjusted the schedule throughout the whole year?
No, this is first year. And I know much was said. You know, we chose to play 11 games this year. And so it was, someone would say, a dicey decision. We think it's been a good decision this year. You know, that bye that we had a couple weeks ago had a big impact. You know, I think we've played better. And so having that time, football is a physical game, and how we play makes it even more physical. Any other questions?
Brock said on Saturday night that he felt like last year you guys kind of plateaued in the middle of the season. Mm-hmm. And kind of, the words I think he used were, we kind of hung on the rest of the way, whereas this year he feels like you've been improving, mm-hmm. improving. Do you feel that same way comparing last year and this year?
Yeah, I think we've improved more this year. To say we plateaued, I know we lost. I thought we got better in the playoffs last year, but going into it, you know, Brock's assessment is probably not too far off. That's what's made this year really unique. I look out there, and whether it's the bye or having a senior veteran football team, I think we've gotten like this. We did not look like a tired, heavy-legged football team Saturday. I thought we looked energized. We executed well. Guys' concentration level was up. Our playmaking ability was up. And I'm encouraged about where we're at, and I think Brock's assessment is pretty accurate. We're playing good football right now.
Does that board you sit on, Craig, have any impact on selection committees or anything like that?
The AFCA?
Yeah.
No, completely different group. Yeah. I'm on the rules committee. That's not had a big impact either.
Good, are you?
That's a good point. No, it doesn't. The Board of Trustees is an arm that's we work as an advisory board, but they're separate. I believe you had a question.
Yeah, do you guys feel like you're throwing the ball as well right now as maybe you have in the last, since maybe Steve Walker was here?
I do know we're throwing the ball deeper, better now than we ever have. And those aren't easy passes. And a lot of it's set up because we're able to run the football. We've got a seasoned veteran line. All those five guys have been in the same spot. So it's, you know, you're able to call some play action passes where you stress your protection sometimes. But when you do that, you're able to expose some things in the secondary. Nonetheless, just because the guy's open, you still got to hit him. And I think the combination between Zach Rah and Jensen has really been dynamic. And then now you've seen Ryan Smith integrated back in. Those are two deep threats, and that's really helped. Now, we're throwing the ball short, but I think, you know, there was a time during Steve's days we were able to be very, very competent. We threw the ball. The West Coast offense started out, you know, as a lot of throws in the mini field. Well, we've expanded that. I don't want to say we're the old Oakland Raiders, but we're throwing the ball downfield now. If you're going to crawl up in the box, it's going to be a dart to the heart to hurt you, and it helps that we're converting those.
Yeah, I think Murphy's going to be one of these guys who's going to play the most games ever in a Bison career, and mm-hmm. maybe a couple teammates. I know you said he's really good because you don't notice him. How is he around teammates? Is he kind of a veteran rock guy too?
You know, our specialist is a unique group because sometimes they operate in a vacuum. You know, they're out there in practice during a certain segment, and then the rest of the time they're doing some of their other things. But that skill set is very difficult, and we have a tremendous amount of confidence in him. And not only his snaps, but many times he's the lead guy down on our punt coverage. And so our net punting numbers are really good, and he'll be a difficult guy to replace.
Is there
is it good that he was a former linebacker, right? Is that the kind of guy you want in that position?
Well, you know, the number one thing you're looking for is who can get it back and consistently and what kind of snap time you can get. But it certainly does help. And, you know, when we recruited him, he talked about wanting an opportunity to play linebacker. And we danced around that a little bit. I want to say dance. I said it's going to be difficult for us to take our starting snapper and say you're going to be a linebacker. But it does help the fact that you've got an aggressive, athletic guy that can run down the field and make some tackles.
Kind of dirt stream, D1 and D2, is it? You can make that guy a specialist? Why is that?
You know, I think certainly the additional scholarships that you have when you're a Division II school, you're trying to take 36, and you spread that out pretty thin. And the fact that we're able to allocate more aid and recruit, that allows you to have a grouping of specialists that, you know, Drago came here as a wide receiver, and we converted him into a punter, but now you're out there and you're recruiting specialists, where before you had a group of guys on your football team and then you say, okay, everybody raise your hand, who can punt, who can snap, who can do this and that. And now you're recruiting those specific positions. And I think we've done well. The special teams game, that hidden yardage, every time Ben's been consistent, money. And, you know, their guys, I think Saturday, I thought he shanked the punt quite a few times. And Murph's been good, and we're converting, and so it's been a good portion of our game.
Coach, have you looked at the strength of this field without a Georgia Southern, without an App State, without an Old Dominion? Would you say it is as strong as the last 2 years you've been in this position?
Good question, and difficult to say until we start to really look at it. I know Eastern Illinois is a very prolific football team. How many other ones are out there like them, I certainly don't know. You know, I can tell you by the time we really start putting our teeth into South Carolina State or Furman, we'll be firmly convinced that they're just on the same part too. I know Furman beat App State and Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern just beat Florida in the Swamp. Of course, a lot of people are beating Florida now.